Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 140. I'm Mike Earl. Randy is not with us this evening, so you will just have me. So what we're going to do is just run through the news in a sort of abbreviated sense. I'll give you the top stories and, go through it as we normally would. It is the 20th of February. If you're in Minnesota, then you know that it is practically a whiteout out right now. Actually, it's probably lightened up a little bit now, but it's pretty bad earlier. So hopefully you are all driving safe. And I know, other parts of the country are having interesting weather as well. We'll start out with some Kickstarter news. Last weekend, I believe, they announced that they had been hacked. And so anyone with a Kickstarter account, as usual, should change your password and any passwords that you have that are similar to that currently, so that way you will be safe. We know a number of people that like the BioShock series, and if you do, well, there's some unfortunate news, potentially. Irrational Games, the company that makes BioShock, has announced that they are shutting down. But don't give up hope yet. They announced that they are basically going to restart a smaller, more focused company in its place. So maybe the BioShock games will continue, but I doubt you'll see any more downloadable content for the games that they already have made, as well as I don't know what will happen with support for them, depending on, the licensing deals they already have and whatnot. Okay, so there's some Google news this week as well. Google has announced its dates for Google I.O., which this year will be taking place on the 25th and 26th of June. Only 2 days instead of three, like it was last year and prior years. And instead of doing the first-come, first-served tickets on sale like they have in years past, they're going to do a sort of lottery system, so they've said they'll announce more details in the near future. Also, Google Fiber has announced that they will be launching in, I think they said 35 cities, but it really comes down to like five major areas, Portland and Atlanta being the biggest two. And then, so I mean, they say there's like this large number of cities, but like Atlanta, it's five suburbs of Atlanta. So they're building the infrastructure out within cities in near vicinity, not like, they're opening in Minneapolis, Chicago, stuff like that. So nearsighted stuff. And Google also announced Google Capital was, they announced a lot more info about that, which is just similar to Google Ventures, but in a bigger sense, I guess. Aereo, something I've been a fan of and we talk about quite a bit on the show, has hit a little bit of a snag and is being forced to stop service in Salt Lake City, I think, is the main one, but actually quite a bit of the states over in like Colorado, Utah, parts of Idaho, and what have you, due to a court decision that was set down. But it is set to go to the Supreme Court soon, so we will see that happening before long, and perhaps that'll be reversed. But for now, it is one small setback in what has been a mostly winning situation for them. We had talked before about the Target hack that took place that affected a large number of holiday shoppers this season. And I think we had actually inquired on the show about, that has to get pretty spendy for banks. But it's been reported now that it's cost at least $200 million for like banks and credit unions to essentially reissuing and monitoring all these cards that have been hacked. So I know the other day I finally got a new card and I'm pretty sure that's what led to it. They must have sent new cards out to all their customers, and I've heard other people that had the same thing happen. So that $200 million is quite a hefty price for something that they won't have to be responsible for in that sense. at least. We also have talked recently about net neutrality being shot down, more or less. Verizon won a court case essentially killing the previous version of net neutrality, and there's already been reports that they're asking for payment from companies like Netflix to keep their bandwidth high and allow them to go through, which is something net neutrality was helping defend prior. The FCC announced 2 days ago that instead of trying to fight to get that one reinstated, they're actually going to go about writing a new set of net neutrality laws that they hope they can get put in place. Although now it's, I saw an article today saying perhaps the Republicans will try to block it, which would make sense because I'm sure there's plenty of lobbyists on the other end that are trying to take advantage of that net neutrality laws. You know, for AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner, all these people that own the pipes that are trying to do what they want with it, even though they say it's the best for customers and it'll only help things. We all know that that is not the case in reality. Every year, iTunes holds an iTunes Festival, I believe, in London. Usually lasts the month of September, and they often... They often use, they have an app on there, on like Apple TV and stuff, and they have like an artist, a concert each day, and usually they announce them as they go, or they announce them ahead of time, but then you can see them as they go. Well, for the first time, it is announced that it's going to come to, America during South by Southwest this year. They're going to have 5 days with five concerts. Coldplay was the biggest name I saw to come out of it. There's a few other pretty big bands, so it'll be interesting. I didn't see if the concert themselves were all going to be free, but I do know that they will be broadcast live like usual. So people will be able to get to see that even if they aren't in Austin for South by Southwest this year, which is pretty cool. And then there's really one other really big story this week, and it really is quite the big story. Facebook has announced that it's buying WhatsApp for $19 billion. WhatsApp is a messaging service that a lot of people have used. It's basically like a replacement for your SMS on your phone, a little more ubiquitous for everyone. I don't believe it has a web version, so that's one thing. But that's just a humongous price tag. I saw a number of sites that had put it into context, and the biggest thing I saw that I thought was crazy was they said it was similar. It was as if they had done 25 Instagram acquisitions, which was also, at the time, a very large, unprecedented number that we hadn't really seen that large of before. It was something in the way of, like, 70-some-odd Motorola, when Google bought Motorola type buys, but so, yes, Facebook bought them for $19 billion, and you might think, well, why would they do that when they already have Facebook Messenger? It's pretty similar kind of competing apps, but while Facebook Messenger does really well here in America, in a number of other countries, WhatsApp really is the dominant one, especially in a lot of the Southern European countries, and it's really about connecting to those other countries where Facebook has limited openings, you know, where they're very limited in their usage and what have you. The app is free to download, I believe, and then you can get the first year of using it for free, and after that, they charge you $1 a year. It's very, very cheap. From what I've heard, the app works wonderfully. I have played with it a little in the past. I know I downloaded the app before. They said they had like 42 employees and essentially have only taken funding once or twice. They only had two investors, and I think they only had about 58 million invested in it, which is a pretty good turnaround. 42 employees, I believe I said. The two co-founders were I mean, it's a real good story for them. They had said that both of them in very recent times had been like turned down for jobs at both Facebook and Twitter. They're vocal about on their Twitter feeds. So that's kind of crazy. So, I mean, it just shows you that, you know, perseverance really does pay off in the end. And they've just been real quiet, and it's been almost an anomaly how much the press has left them alone. But at the same time, they've kind of hidden from the press. It's been noted that they publicly said they don't even have a sign saying their name on their door. It's just, you know what's there if you're going there for that reason. Otherwise, you know, they've just avoided press and focused on what they were building. That way they could continue on and just make a good product. And that it's supposed, they say that it's going to remain autonomous, similar to Instagram, that Facebook isn't going to try to push any of its ads onto them, which they've been pretty against ads, which is funny because, you know, the philosophies there are just quite the opposite. Facebook, on one hand, is all about selling ads now, and this company has been openly against it, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, just the amount of money is unprecedented. And for the investors that had, you know, put in, it was reported that they had owned 10 to 20%, so that's, they're looking at, you know, up to $3.2 billion for their $50 million to $10 million, 10 to $50 million that they had invested. That's a pretty hefty return on your money, so it's a big win for them, and definitely a big win for all of its employees. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, okay, well, Facebook bought their photo app. Now they've just bought this big messaging app. I mean, what? It kind of seems the way it's going to go, right? Instead of putting their own branding on these things, maybe they can just start buying these other companies. But we'll see what happens. Whether they just continue to do that, and what market might they get into next is really interesting as well. I mean, I've heard some people thinking maybe they're looking at video chat, video, you know, services like similar to Skype or Hangouts. Like, are they going to try to get into something like that next? And do people really use that anymore? I don't know the answer. It's an interesting to see what'll happen. I'm sure the deal will go through. I don't really see any reason why it wouldn't. Although there's no real next big. When I think of messaging apps, I mean, there's you know, iCloud, iMessage, and then there's Hangouts, and then WhatsApp, and in, like, Japan, Line is really huge, and in most of Asia, I think, Line is the big one, and they're similar, and they really make their money selling stickers, as odd as that is, that you can send to one another, but there's not really a direct next big company that is in the messaging service. GroupMe, which already is owned by Skype, which is owned by Microsoft, so you know, I don't know what would be next, but it's definitely interesting. If you haven't checked out WhatsApp, it's a very well built app, although it doesn't look the best, but it lets you pretty much for nearly free. I mean, $1 a year, you're not going to find any subscription services that are cheaper than that unless they're free. So, but that is really all the news of the week. If you want to see what else is going on and, you know, what's happening in our worlds, you can always follow us on our social media networks. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. You can just look at pretty much Bleed Geek on all of them. You could send us an email if you have a question. It's fans@bleedgeek.com, or give us a call at 406-794-3357. You know, just let us know what's going on and what you think. You can always follow Randy and I individually on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Mike037, and he is at the Crandall with two L's. So yeah, as always, we thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl. Have a good night.